Columbia University is a global leader in higher education because of its ability to attract highly accomplished students from across the world. The students exhibited this when they had the opportunity to ask President John Mahama questions regarding developments in Ghana. Indeed, the line of questioning only proved the point that they have taken keen interest in the developing country Ghana and have been following her progress. The questions span from politics, education, health, economics, and social issues. One of the students commended Ghana for achieving the Millennium Development Goal 1 of eradicating extreme poverty and hunger. Ghana had the privilege of receiving an award from the United Nations at Rome this year for progress in that area. One of the students from Jamaica wanted to know how the infamous JIDA, National Health Insurance Scheme, and illegal mining are being tackled by the Mahama-led administration.
There's JIDA, which is quite a big issue in Ghana right now. We have the National Health Insurance Scheme. We have issues with illegal mining. So obviously a lot of Ghana's doing really well, but there's still a lot of issues internally. Of all the different issues mentioned and not mentioned, what would you say is your government's biggest priority right now?
This was the president's answer.
JIDA is a very important governmental program to provide young people coming out of schools to prepare them for the world of work. Unfortunately, the management was not carried out properly, and so there have been problems of corruption and misappropriation in the program. We conducted an investigation and we're taking the steps to correct what went wrong. NHIS is doing well. We need to focus on sustainability. Every year we have an appraisal program to look at how sustainable the NHIS, and based on that program we make adjustments to it. We're tackling the issue of illegal mining. I had a lot of foreigners engaged in illegal mining. I don't want to mention one nationality, but we deported thousands of people from our country because they were engaged in illegal mining. And so we're in the process of restructuring the Minerals Commission and creating the systems that will ensure that we don't destroy the environment as a result of small-scale mining.
Another student said there are complaints of difficulty in doing business in Ghana from abroad due to bureaucracy. President Mahama mentioned the setting up of a diaspora index at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to assist Ghanaians abroad or foreigners who seek to do business in Ghana. Fighting corruption also came up.
Talking about the fight against corruption, it is a difficult fight, but it needs perseverance and determination to be able to root it out. And it doesn't take just the president. It takes everybody to be able to do it. What we need to do is to create an environment that makes it difficult for corruption to exist. You can pass the best laws, but laws don't implement themselves. They need people to make sure that those laws are implemented and corruption is reduced. Currently, we're sending before Parliament a public officers' code of conduct bill to guide how public officers deal with issues of conflict of interest and receiving gifts and so on and so forth. We also are strengthening the existing anti-corruption agencies, that is the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice. We're sending legislation to Parliament to amend the Constitution to allow the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice to take up investigations into issues of corruption without first receiving a complaint. We have the Rights to Information Bill that has been pending before Parliament for a long time. We're going to pass that and allow people to exercise their right to information. I've asked the Attorney General to begin prosecution of people who are found culpable in the Auditor General's report. And so I've given the Auditor General the license to go ahead and begin to prosecute such people. We need to deter people from involving in corruption.